Hey everybody, Max Kevin here. It's Little Cutie Podcast. It's not too long. And today we got a special guest. It's Babouche, Japan's only Italian comedian. How do you feel about being the only Italian comedian in Japan?
I feel pretty good, except when people don't get what I'm saying, but
yeah. Well, that's kind of your fault, don't you think? What?
I mean, why can't Italian be the language of the people of the world?
Well, you lost World War II, that's why.
We did not.
Well, you switch sides, so that doesn't count.
That's what we do.
Italy did once rule the world, you know? And then, you know, what happened there?
Jesus. I think Jesus was the problem.
Fucking Jesus.
Fucking Jesus.
Man.
Honestly, they should have, you know, get rid of him earlier.
I think. Italy was a lot cooler when, you know, there was Zeus, you know? And Poseidon. Who's your favorite Greek god that the Italians took over?
I don't even know.
You don't know your own history?
Dude, no, I don't know.
You never played God of War?
My favorite is Mercury. Is that...
That's the planet. That's Mercury. I guess they did change his name. I don't know. I think it was... Was Mercury the God of War? I think that was Ares.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I was bad in school, okay?
Yeah?
I'm not like a worldly man like you who studied history.
Yeah, no, I studied German, actually. So
studied German?
Yeah, I studied German. That's why I speak German.
That's your skill?
Yep.
Yeah, your CV is like from 2010 and to 2015, German.
Well, I don't know if you've actually seen me perform, you know, but I do have a joke. I'm an English teacher because I don't have any skills or talent. You know, my resume.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's a correct assessment.
Yeah, my resume, it said under job skills, it says I can talk to people in my native language. That's all I can do.
That's not too bad.
How about your skill? You got some skills?
I got skill.
Oh, yeah? What can you do?
I'm very funny.
Well.
I'm funnier in my language, of course.
Yeah.
I do cybersecurity, which is very boring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, last summer, me and some of my friends won a satellite hacking competition made by the U.S. government.
Oh, no shit.
$50K, man. Your tax money.
Is this real?
Yes.
You hacked a satellite?
Yes.
Well, how'd you do that?
I wasn't the one actually doing it. But, there is a conference in Vegas.
Yeah?
Every year called DEF CON.
You got $50,000 for this?
Yes. We spent more with hotel and travel, but... Yes.
So what are you doing now in Japan? I don't understand. Like, what the hell? What are you doing here? You
know? So I'm...
probably... You know?
I'm doing the best comedy podcast in the world. And then yours.
Which one's that? Yeah. What, Evan's podcast? Is that what you're doing?
No, the guy doesn't want white people on his podcast.
Yeah, he's racist.
He's fucking racist. Yeah. He's like, I don't want white people.
He doesn't even like other black people, only other Africans, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like African-American, he's like, you're not really black, you know? Yeah. So it's fucking bullshit, dude. But seriously, what are you doing in Japan? Why did you come to Japan?
So I came to Japan 10 years ago for 1 year, and then I went back, and then I was like, yeah, fuck, I want to go back. And that's...
Yeah. So
I managed through my Canadian passport to get a working holiday visa.
You're half Canadian?
No, I'm totally Italian, but I do have a Canadian...
How did you manage that?
So, in Canada, they have this law that if your grandpa has sex with your grandma in Canada and they wait 9 months...
Yeah.
You're gonna be Canadian.
So your grandfather was born in Canada?
No, my mom was born in Canada.
I see.
But she never lived there, so...
I see.
You know when people fly over and have a kid on the plane, just...
Yeah, we have that in America, too. A lot of Mexican people do that.
Yeah. I mean, Mexican and Italians, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah, it's the Mexico of Europe, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Well, what about Spain? Wouldn't that be the Mexico of Europe?
Yeah, Spain is definitely more the Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Italy is more like the Ecuador of Europe.
Yes, sure. Yeah. That's what people know us for. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, Ecuador.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, why do you want to be a comedian?
Why do I want to be a comedian? You know, one day I was at an open mic, right? And I was like, fuck, this is so bad. And as everyone, I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
To fill my empty, meaningless existence.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, why are you doing comedy? In Japan, the best place to do comedy in English.
Well, I'd rather not live in Japan, but I can't get a job anywhere else.
Oh, so. Because your only skill is German.
Yeah.
As established. Yeah.
I can only be an English teacher, and no school in America will hire me because I'm a white male. So.
Yeah, that's a we have it bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I work in Japan. Do you have a job here?
I'm on a tourist visa, so the answer is no.
Well,
for legal purposes.
You've been here more than a year, right? On a tourist visa?
No, I've been with a working holiday, and I was working remotely, which is kind of legal.
I see.
And now I am not working because I'm on a tourist visa.
Well, you can just go to Korea for a week and then come back. And
it'll renew. But why would I go to Korea for a week?
To renew your tourist visa.
Yeah, but I don't want a tour. I can get back with a proper work visa if I want.
I see. Well, when's your visa run out?
2 weeks from now.
Oh, shit.
That's why I wanted to get on the most popular podcast recorded in Japan.
Yeah, I heard he might leave, you know? And, well, I guess that was the only motivation to do this, really.
It's going pretty well, I think. This is the worst.
Do say something funny. This is... do an Italian funny thing. Do something...
Mamma mia.
Anybody could do... That's Mario. That's cheating. Anybody can do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so here's the thing, like,
yeah,
every time people do the Italian accent to me, it's always Southern Italian, and I fucking hate it.
What's the Northern Italian?
Just angry.
Yeah, can you give my audience, like, what is that?
Okay, ora la devi smettere di rompermi i coglioni, però.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Questo podcast non è molto divertente. Quello di Evans Musoka è molto meglio. This is a proper Italian accent.
Yeah. Cazzo fanculo, that's all I know.
So, I think you should update your CV.
Yeah, what should I put on there?
Italian.
Italian, I can speak Italian. Well, actually, you know, some of my books were translated into Italian, so.
Yeah, the fact that you have books.
Yeah.
Still...
Well, you know, I guess that's my one talent, I'm a decent writer.
Are they really books, though? Or are they more like PDFs?
Yeah, I mean, I have them in PDF form. You know? You gotta upload a PDF. That's how it works.
Do they actually print them?
Amazon prints them, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Goddamn Amazon.
Fucking Jeff Bezos, dude.
What do you think of Jeff Bezos buying real estate everywhere across the U.S.?
He can do what he wants. I don't care. What do you mean? What do I think about? I don't give a shit. What are you talking about? Him buying real estate? What do you want him to do? He's got $100 billion.
I don't know. Don't you think, like, if I were Jeff Bezos, I would go like, yeah, fuck this shit. I don't need it anymore. Yeah. Okay, retire. Fuck it.
If I was Jeff Bezos, I would have found a much better looking woman to be with. I'd like that. Have you seen his wife?
Isn't like that like a fucking bitch? Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, you can say bad sexist words.
Okay. Yeah. She looks like one of those Las Vegas girls.
Yeah, something's wrong with her face.
Yeah, definitely wrong. But also, his face is also not very.
Yeah, but
coherent.
He's got $100 billion. He can have, you know. Have you seen Kanye's wife?
Does he still have a wife?
Yeah, he's got a new. After he got rid of Kardashian girl, he got a new blonde chick with bigger tits. You know.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, and this chick, she doesn't even wear a bra anywhere she goes. You know, all the paparazzi photos of her. You know, her tits are hanging out every.
How much
they're
do you
huge,
think?
They're huge. They're bigger than my head. These tits.
So that must be huge because your head is fucking.
And Kanye doesn't have $100 billion. You know.
Does he not?
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, he was selling sneakers.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos has poor taste in women, I guess that's all I'm trying to say here.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, maybe you can make a bit out of that, a joke out of that, you know?
That Jeff Bezos guy, his wife, whew, such a battle axe.
Yeah. What do they say in Italy for the ugly women, you know? What do you say? Because, like, most people think Italian women are hot, you know? But, like, you know...
Yeah, we also have ugly women.
Yeah, some of them got to be pretty bad looking, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, when I was in Germany studying abroad there, you know, a lot of the other students were from Italy, and a lot of them were not good looking at all, so...
Guys or girls?
The women, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they go to Germany, it means that they have it bad.
Yeah,
there is no reason whatsoever to go to Germany ever.
Yeah, well, I know. There's no reason to learn the language ever, either. Yeah. Okay, so what do you say when you see the ugly Italian girl walking down the street and you're like, oh man, that girl's a real
Okay, so what you would say is tombino.
Yeah, what's that mean?
The slang. It's like a manhole.
Yeah, a sewer.
Yeah, a sewer thing, yeah.
Yeah, manhole.
Or, yeah, or you would call it like a, like the heater you have on the wall kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The dumbo.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
The, what is it called? The European ones are called radiators.
Yeah, a radiator. Yeah, yeah. You would call it a radiator.
A radiator, yeah.
But this might just be me and my friends because we are particularly nice. Oh,
I see. I'm trying to think. What do we call ugly people in America?
Jeff Bezos. Hey.
Oh, hey! Don't make fun of bald people. All right, that's hairism, dude.
Okay, sorry.
Don't be a hairist. Okay.
You can do. Musk managed to get his hair back.
Who?
Elon.
Oh, Elon? Yeah, I get the hair transplant. Yeah. Thinking about that. Those are people have been doing though, it
in Japan, I've seen.
Yeah, I got to go to Korea for that. That's where the good plastic surgery is, so I hear, you know. So
you gotta get plastic hair?
Well, they just move it. They just take it.
Yeah, but
off.
Wouldn't it be better if they gave you like plastic hair so you didn't have like to take care of it anymore?
Yeah. Well, the technology's not there yet, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty soon, you know, plastic surgery is getting so good, you know, they'll be able to, you know, cut your balls off, you know?
I think we had the technology.
They can do that already?
Yeah. Yeah, if you have that desire, I think there are doctors.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that you can cut your balls and dick off and turn your balls and dick into a vagina?
Yes, you can do that.
Holy shit, dude. It's 2024, man.
I've also heard that the vagina might get rotten if you don't take care of it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I always take care of vaginas, so I wouldn't. So where do you get your ideas from? Where do you get your jokes? Where do jokes come from?
I think jokes. You know me. My therapist. You know he's my inspiration.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he tell you to kill yourself or what?
I wish.
Yeah.
He tells me not to kill myself, which is making the whole thing worse.
I feel like these therapists, they don't, you know, none of them will just go out on a limb there and say, hey, you should kill yourself. They never, they always say you shouldn't kill
yourself. Surely there is some people that go to therapy and the guy's like, fuck, you should actually kill, like.
Yeah.
Like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Well, no, we need him to make the world better.
Yeah, yeah. True.
He's a hard worker, you know? He gets shit done, you know?
Yeah.
He made that clock. Did you hear about his clock?
No, tell me about the clock.
He spent like $10 million on a clock. It's supposed to last 10,000 years or something.
He made it?
Yeah. It's like a mechanical clock that's like really big underground in the desert.
Why?
It's an art project.
He wanted to measure time.
Yeah, he just wanted
with a big clock.
Yeah, he wanted to make it for future.
Sounds to me like he has a small dick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You can get surgery for that too, I hear.
Yeah, but does it work?
I don't know.
I know there is a surgery to remove it if you're too ashamed of it.
If it's too big.
No, yeah. If it's too small, you're like, I might as well not have it.
Dick reduction.
Yeah. Do you think anybody ever had dick reduction in their life? Mm. Like, oh, my dick is too big.
Probably not.
I have a friend that has a pretty big dick, and in Japan, that proved to be a problem.
How would you know?
Like, no, I wouldn't. I went to an onsen with him, and it was pretty clear.
Yeah?
Yeah. Too
but,
big.
But you don't know if he's a, you know, if he's a grower or a shower, you know?
I mean, at his size, I think it doesn't matter.
But he wasn't. I mean, me, like, I'm a grower, you know? It looks pretty small right now, but it gets much bigger, you know?
Yeah, that's what tell everybody, but it's not true.
But him, maybe it was is big, you know, it looks big, but then it doesn't get much bigger, you know? He's a shower.
It's what I'm saying is it's big enough already. Like, I hope it doesn't get bigger, because these poor Japanese girls.
Did you put it in your mouth?
Of course you didn't.
No?
Hey.
I thought you were cool. I thought you were, you know?
I put it in my mouth, yeah.
Oh, that's gay, dude.
I don't think that it's gay in 2024 to suck a cock.
What's gay in Italy? Like, what are the cultural differences?
Between gays.
Or not just, you know.
Let me tell you all about the gays.
Okay, here in Japan, you know, people can't come out, you know. It's not culturally acceptable to tell other people that you're gay. But in America, nobody cares, really, you know. Recently. They did about 20 years ago.
Yeah, not even in, I don't know, Hawaii or some of those places that I don't know.
But Germany, nobody's ever cared about being gay, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, they're very cool.
Didn't they kill the community back then?
Well, yeah, that was back in Hitler's day, you know, but since then, you know, since the reunification, nobody's...
Everything has gone, like, so you're saying in the past 30 years or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say in Italy, probably in some places, yeah, they might not like the gays. But I haven't heard of much people getting killed or anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, gays move to Milan. That's what you do. If you're gay, you go to Milan. It's like a...
What do gay people like on their pizza?
Oh, cock.
Yeah.
They like cocks.
Sausages?
Yeah, sorry.
Meat lovers?
Yes.
I always get the meat lovers when I order.
What is a... Yeah, sure.
It's pepperoni, sausage, and ground beef, you know? It's for people that like a lot of meat in their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem like the guy.
You don't...
You seem like you're too curious about this.
You don't like meat in your mouth? Like, I thought... You know, are you
vegetarian? Dead meat?
Are you a vegetarian?
I like it to be alive.
I'm yeah? More, like the blood pumping?
Yes. I need to feel the veins against my tongue.
So you don't have a girlfriend, huh? No. Well, how do you feel about the Japanese girls here, you know? How do they compare?
To what?
To Italian girls. I mean, they both have black hair, you know.
Yeah, I would say that pretty much it. That's all I can say. Yeah. No, Japanese girls, I don't know, it's weird. They want to get married as soon as you meet them.
Yeah.
They tell you no sex, and then they won't have sex the first time. It's weird.
Yeah, they say no 3 times.
You know? Yeah.
And then the 4th time they say yes.
Yeah.
That's how they do it here.
Yeah. You know? When you shut her up and you just...
Yeah. We don't... Okay, I don't... Okay, we're going to edit that. He doesn't... I don't approve of abusing women.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Babush.
Yeah,
he,
sure you don't.
He's Italian, so they hit women in that country. Do they still hit women in Italy? Do they still...
Oh, sure. Yeah? I mean, but that's traditional, like.
Yeah? Yeah? Is it just all... Is that all of Europe or only Italy?
I think Italy, Greece, and probably Portugal, if I...
Yeah?
They look like they beat their wives.
Just the savage countries?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But we got good food, so I think that's a good balance there.
Okay. Which country in Europe does Italy hate the most?
Like oh,
which...
France.
France? Why and why?
Why? Because like, they do everything we do, so there is a bit of a... Also, they stole the Mona Lisa from, you know...
Sons of bitches.
The reason why people go to the Louvre is to see an Italian painting, which is not even that good, to be honest. But
yeah.
But if you think about it, everyone in Europe hates France, so...
Yeah.
Probably even French people. Well, you know, French people hate Parisian. Parisian? Paris...
People from Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
I see.
I mean, after... Some Germans, I would say.
Yeah. Who do Italian people hate in Italy?
Oh, people from Naples. Yeah.
Yeah?
100%. They are the worst. Like, even people in their same region hate people from Naples.
I see. Yeah.
I'm going to get killed for this, probably. But I've never been there, so it doesn't matter.
No Italian people will listen to this, unless...
Yeah, because they don't... Especially people from Naples, they don't get English, so it's okay.
Yeah.
They haven't received...
Have
you seen the popular TV show Gomorrah?
No.
Yeah, don't. Okay.
Is it about like Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes.
Do they have gay sex?
They have tons of gay sex.
Anything else?
They have pizza with meat. No, it's about the drug stuff in Italy. It's pretty popular.
I see. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of mafia story. Is your family in the mafia?
No, I'm from the north. We don't have that.
No mafias?
Nope.
It's all, the guys, they're from Sicily, right?
Actually, we had a bunch of guys doing a different type of mafia, but it was new, like, it was northern
gay mafia?
Yeah, the gay mafia, yes. The popular Italian gay mafia of the 70s. We had a huge gay virus going around, and everyone was turning into gay mafia.
That's called AIDS. I think that's called AIDS, is what that is. Magic Johnson got that.
Who's that?
You don't know Magic Johnson?
No.
The basketball player?
Did he have a big dick?
Like, probably.
Was it?
I don't know. I never seen it.
Did he die?
No, because he had millions of dollars, so he just paid lots of money.
Capitalism wins again.
Yep. That's why Jeff Bezos will never die.
Yeah. Do you think that Jeff Bezos have AIDS?
Something's wrong with him. I don't know.
His face has AIDS. And the girl, the wife, surely also.
Yeah.
Can you get AIDS in your face?
Well, she's got a lot of lip fillers, you know? She puts the fillers in her lips, so they look really weird.
Okay, so what's your take on plastic surgery?
I don't like it.
Yeah? Not even for your dick?
No.
You could use it.
No, definitely not. I'm not bringing a knife near my dick. That's...
Don't you do that?
No.
It's good. Like, okay, are you circumcised?
Yes.
Are you of Jewish faith or just no. because you enjoy the thing?
It's just everyone in America does it.
Why? That's so stupid.
Just tradition, you know? It's like we celebrate Christmas too, but we don't, you know? We don't believe in Jesus.
You don't believe in Jesus? Our Lord and Savior?
I guess I'm saying in Japan, people celebrate Christmas, but they don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah, they have KFC here, which...
Yeah, and they don't get circumcised, you know, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Why do Americans get... I still
like it's that. Just tradition, I guess, you know? Most immigrants don't, but I don't know why. It's just the thing. It's just the thing that people do.
Do you feel less when you...
No, I never, you know? I can't really remember it, you know?
You weren't having sex before you got
No, there? I was a baby, yeah.
So in America, babies don't have sex. That's what you're saying.
Oh, the lucky ones don't.
Fuck you now.
The ones that get sold off to the Chinese mafia do.
Is it a gay Chinese mafia?
Well, they don't have any sexual preference, really.
Do you think gay mafia is better or worse than regular mafia?
Because
it's more inclusive, right?
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How so?
Just the fashion.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Probably.
The fashion. The you know, the choice of music, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Gardens.
Dude, you know that Naples has a whole has their own music scene. It's so bad. It's called neo-melodico. Neo-melodic.
Yeah. Actually.
So bad.
Have you ever heard of this genre called Eurobeat? Have you heard of this?
I don't know what it is. I know the name.
It was very popular in Japan 20 years ago. And it was Italian disco artists from the 70s. And they just sped up their music from like 80 beats per minute to like 120 beats per minute.
Okay. So it's dancing?
It's fast Italian disco from the 80s that's sped up. And it was very popular in Japan 20 years ago. You know, have you heard of para para dancing?
Like no.
People dance with their arms. Yeah.
But...
It's 20 years ago, so.
I have a fact for you, if you want.
You have a fuck for me?
Fact. A fact.
F-A-C-T?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, you know City Pop, right?
Shitty Pop?
Yeah, fuck off. City Pop. You know what it is? Explain to the folks at home what
City Pop is. I don't know, what's City Pop?
So, City Pop is a Japanese genre of music, which is a collection of like 80s, feeling good, summerish vibe, Tokyo, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Falling in love in Tokyo, but dancey also. That it's still very popular in like in the retro wave kind of aesthetic right now. Anyway, random segue, but you know Mussolini?
Heard of him.
Our boy. So
he invented fascism.
Yeah, good invention.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, still popular. So anyway.
Yeah.
This guy at some point as a kid. So Mussolini's granddaughter is in the Italian parliament right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So she's a politician.
Is she hot?
She was hot. She was like a model and TV personality.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hot fascist. Now I wouldn't say she's hot. But anyway, at some point, she released a City Pop album. So you can find a Mussolini album.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the main song is Tokyo Nights. And she sings in Japanese, so.
Oh, yeah. That's what's funny about this Eurobeat genre is it's Italian people that don't speak English singing in English, and it's only popular in Japan. And the lyrics make no sense because it's Italian people speaking English to Japanese fans.
Yeah, it checks out.
Yeah.
Progressive rock have a similar thing. Like, we have a bunch of bands that are famous here, but...
Yeah. What's the... does Italy have any, like, music genres now that's...
Yeah. Do you know the most popular rock band at the moment is Italian?
Who?
Maneskin.
Never heard of them.
They are headlining Fuji Rock, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at the Fuji Rock this year. I never heard of any of these fucking bands.
You know where I heard about this? On Evan's podcast?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's much better than this one.
So what?
His podcast.
What do you mean it's better?
Funny. For example, it's funny.
What are you talking about?
He asks better question to his non-white guests.
Well, he hasn't had you as a guest.
No, because I'm white.
He hasn't had any guests.
I'm trying to get a procedure to... I want to spend this summer on the beach.
Yeah.
So in September, I'm ready to go on his podcast. I think I can put it off.
Wait, the beach where?
Sushi.
Oh, yeah?
You know what food they make very good in sushi?
What?
Sushi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't...
That's where the name comes from.
No, the kanji are different.
I don't.
They're not related.
You
at
don't
all.
Read. Come on, man. Yeah, you I don't. Read. You don't know.
Been here more than 10 years.
So yeah.
Yeah, I can read a little.
Are bit. You one of those manga kids that no. a weeb, a fucking weeb? You look like a fucking weeb.
No.
How did you get a girlfriend? How did you meet?
We met at my old share house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so okay, you don't want to go into that. So sushi, it's a different kanji.
Yep.
This is a good podcast. I think I will listen to it.
So the beaches in Japan used to be cooler when you could drink, but now they don't let you drink on them anymore. You gotta hide it.
Really?
Yep.
What the fuck is going on with this country?
Fucking bullshit. A bunch of savages ruined it for the rest of us. You
yeah?
know? 'Cause people were
fucking
all...
Italian, man.
Yeah. Beaches used to be a party in Japan, you know? Everyone would just get drunk and be a party, but now it's just like...
You actually go to the beach just to... Be there.
Get fucking drunk and party, dude.
No, yeah, but now, what do you do when you go to the
well,
beach?
Now it's just like, it's more family. Like, they still have the bars, but, people go to the bars, I guess, but they're trying to make it more family oriented, you know? Nice place to bring the kids.
Yeah, I think you should, there should be a kid rental thing going on.
Yeah.
You can actually rent people, really.
Or there should just be one beach for the kids and one beach for the adults, you know?
And they should be very far apart.
I fucking think. Hate kids when I go to the beach and these little kids are...
Why? They're so
know?
Cute.
No.
They're so cute, man.
No, I don't. I hate children.
Why do you hate children?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about that. They're just fucking annoying and dumb, I guess.
Yes, they are. But also, they're cute.
Yeah, but no, my dog is cute, you know? He's dumb, too, but, like, you know, I can pet him.
I think your dog should have a separate place at the beach. I fucking hate dogs on the beach.
Yeah, he's not going to the beach, you know?
Why not?
Yeah, no, he doesn't know.
He doesn't like to drink?
I don't want to. I'm going to have to give him a bath after. He's going to get sand everywhere,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sand is a bit in the ass.
Yeah, he's gonna get hot, you know? He's a pug. He can't breathe, you know? Get
yeah,
too
but,
hot.
Okay, so how is the dating situation for dogs in Japan?
Well, he doesn't have any balls. We cut him off, so.
Oh, he got the procedure.
Yeah.
Like, did he have
so
AIDS?
He doesn't, no, we just didn't want him humping our legs anymore, you know, so.
But that's why they do it?
Well, I guess to cut down on dog population is one reason.
What's the side effect? So first of all, less food for Koreans. Second of all, what's the side effect of not having balls for a dog?
I guess they're less aggressive.
Yeah, checks
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah, they're more chill. But apparently, like, it might be bad for them later in life. They might get some bone problems or something. I don't know. I'm not a veterinarian, so.
Yeah, I mean, you can always get another one.
What?
You can always get another one.
Oh, another one. I thought you said heroin.
You can also get heroin. Not in Japan. In Japan, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, no drugs in Japan. It's kind of boring over
here.
Even
though I will say, not me had his first mushrooms in Japan ever. Like, in my life, I had mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms are actually very popular.
You know that mushrooms used to be legal in Japan until
yeah.
like 10 years ago or some shit.
Yeah, I heard some stories they were giving them out in Shinjuku, you know?
Yeah, and then apparently American pressure...
Well, that's why weed's illegal in Japan, because of American occupation.
Yeah, why do you... Like, it seems to me like weed is illegal just because you
fucking,
hate black people.
Fucking Nixon.
Nixon?
Yeah. Richard Nixon, you ever heard of him?
No, yeah, it's a dude, I think.
He started the drug war in America.
Oh, he's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Is he popular now?
No, everyone hates him.
Do you ever look back and be like, oh, I wish Nixon was here?
No, everybody hates him.
In the choice between Trump and Biden, would you go Nixon?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Better than those two fucks.
Do you think drugs should be legalized in Japan?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, every drug should be legal in every country in the world.
I think if they legalize drug here, society will stop working because... No, they need to work. They need to only care about work and
drugs. They need to fucking stop working.
Yeah, but then the training will stop for different reasons.
You know what they need to do? They need to stop pretending that staying at work 12 hours means your productivity. You know, they don't equate productivity. You know, it's like one guy's working his ass off for 4 hours. They think he's not as hardworking as the guy that does fucking nothing for 12 hours, you know?
I think that's smart. It teaches you that you shouldn't put effort into work.
Yeah.
You should put effort in comedy, which is something that you should look into.
Yeah, should I try that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not very...
Oh, I don't have much motivation, you know? I don't know. What makes you wake up in the morning? Like, what's your drive?
Nothing.
Yeah. I figured.
Fucking nothing, dude.
Do you take any supplements?
Yeah.
Do you take Liquid IV? That's my favorite. I don't know what it is, but everyone says it's more hydrating than water, which sounds like a very weird thing to say.
That's just electrolytes, you know?
What is an electrolyte?
It's salt, potassium, magnesium.
Oh, that stuff.
Calcium. These are electrolytes. Calcium. Yeah. Magnesium, potassium, and calcium, and salt are the four major.
How many shots of the COVID vaccine did you get?
Two.
Do you regret not taking three?
No.
Why not? You can still get it.
Because the fucking thing wears off. It only works for 3 months.
Did it ever work, really?
I don't know, man. I got COVID the first time. It was nothing. Then I got the vaccine, and I got COVID the second time. I was out for a month.
So they don't work. That's what you're saying.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, it was a different strain of COVID that I got, but the fucking vaccine didn't work at all.
Maybe you should have gotten some vitamin D. That's what I get from famous podcasts. Yeah. Vitamin D.
Yeah, I was taking that. I don't know, man. I have a bad immune system, I guess, you know?
I wanted to make this noise now.
Don't. Stop moving. Stop doing that. You're ruining the audio quality.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to matter.
I wonder if anyone's still listening or not. Probably not. I mean, this has been 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes of nothing. Fucking complete nothing.
Waste of time.
Honestly, yes. I wish I went home.
What are your goals? What are your comedic goals?
Okay, so hear me out. I think too many people are doing stand-up. I think stand-up is going to fade soon.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing. I think...
That happened in the 80s, you know.
It's going to happen again.
There was a boom, you know.
It's going to happen again.
Comedy boom in the 80s, and then it died out in the 90s.
There's only so many topics you can touch as a fucking... in a stand-up form, I think.
Yeah.
So I think better stuff is going to come out. People are going to try to do more shit. I don't know. Like, we're trying to do sketches. Nobody's doing that. That's genius, I think.
Well, I think lots of people do sketches, actually. Yeah,
and they're actually funnier than what we do.
Most people just do one-person sketches, like on TikTok.
I hate... I couldn't do that. Do you do that?
They're content creators, no.
Do you do that? Do you film yourself and then film yourself again, but at the door?
No.
And be like, oh, what, dude, what?
Oh, look, I'm a different character now.
Yeah, now look I'm different. Oh, look at me. I have a hat.
I have a different shirt on in this one. Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, he is a different person.
Oh, the first clip, I was looking to the right, and now I'm looking to the left.
Yeah, are they related, the two guys? They have the same freckles.
No, that's all.
It's the freckles that gets me.
That's,
you know?
Like a Gen Z thing. I don't freckles? Really like... No, I mean the video, the 1 minute video.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a longer attention span. I cannot watch those videos.
There is some good sketch comedy.
Yeah?
Like, you heard of Shane Gillis? You heard of this guy?
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, isn't he the guy doing Chinese voices?
Yeah. Yeah, he got in trouble for doing that, but...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good guy, to be honest.
Oh, he's pretty funny. But he does sketches. He has his own sketch YouTube channel.
Yeah, I actually paid for his stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I wish I didn't.
You never heard of the Pirate Bay? Like, you can...
Dude, I'm European.
I thought you were an IT engineer or something. You hacked a satellite? You don't know how to download a fucking video?
Dude, the satellites don't have Shane Gillis stuff. Come on, it's a different thing.
Well, I don't know what satellites...
You know how long it takes to download Shane Gillis from the satellite? It's like super slow.
I don't know, you gotta have a good Wi-Fi connection there.
Yeah, the video's gonna be super... It's like... When I was younger and trying to masturbate and download porn.
Hey, this is a PG podcast.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, tell me more.
Paul Graham, the Y Combinator guy?
Let me get my lube.
Okay. So.
All right, tell me more about when you were beating off.
No, yeah. I didn't have a fast connection until I was in university. So you would jerk off to partially loading JPEGs.
Yeah, see, I'm even older than you, so I remember this even more, you know. It would be like
beep, beep, beep,
it would be
beep.
Like 5 minutes for the...
And then you, one line, and it's like, oh, I see the tit now.
There it is. Oh, there's a pube, you know. And then you finished before it got to her ankles.
That's why I got into edging, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a new word a lot of people have been saying, you know. I don't like it. I don't like
why
new,
don't you like it?
I don't like new words that young people say.
What's your worst, most hated word?
Edging. I guess.
You don't do that. Or you do it, but you use another word.
I don't even know what the fuck it's supposed to mean. Like, all these people, they use... people are saying, like, no cap recently. No cap?
No cap?
I have no fucking idea. These people just make up...
Am I out of touch?
No.
Am I not young anymore?
Well, this is the thing about... This is the reason why language changes over time, is because younger generations make up new words to separate themselves from older generations.
Don't you think that old people maybe also create new words?
No.
Like, some kind of disease. Like, I have Broncosautis.
Old people use the words that they made up when they were younger.
Yeah, but maybe old people can bring back or create... I don't know what I'm saying. Fuck.
It's linguistics, you know.
You studied it. German.
Yeah.
So edging, you know what it is, I guess.
Like rubbing your dick but not coming or something?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds fucking boring.
No, it's the best.
I used to do that when I was 12 when I didn't realize what an orgasm was, you know? I just rub, I didn't...
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it's about the
journey?
The journey, yeah, thank you.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Exactly.
Yeah. I kind of like the destination more. It's more...
Yeah, you like tissues? You like coming to tissues?
Yeah, I just like the orgasm part. I don't like the taking the girl out to dinner part. That's boring.
Yeah, but then you fucking feel bad about yourself and you need to clean up. Meanwhile, if you're edging, you're
that's the after part. Yeah, the after part's terrible. The before part's terrible, but it's the during part. That's, you know.
Yeah, but you can keep it. You can keep jerking off for 1 hour. Have you tried it?
Without coming? Not recently. Well, why would you want to do that? I don't...
What else do you have to do in your life? Go to the beach with your dog?
And then
you cannot drink in that fucking beach.
Yeah, you can, I don't know, watch some TV or something, you know? Watch sports game, you know?
Yeah, you do that? You watch sports?
I watch UFC mostly.
Oh, Jesus, you're one of those.
You don't like UFC?
It's just... Why did it become popular? Joe Rogan, I don't know, but why? Why UFC?
Because it's the closest we can get to real fights, you know, to street fights.
You just go to any American city and go to the sketchy part. You can see a real fight. You can get into one if you want.
Yeah, but these are the best of the best. You know, I don't want to see two fat guys.
Why not? I think sumo is pretty much that thing.
Yeah.
Two fat guys like being like, I can fight.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think you could have been a sumo guy?
Rikishi. I don't have any athletic skill. I don't have any athleticism.
You look very athletic to me.
Oh, thank you. But it's not... I don't have any balance. I'm not good at skateboarding or surfing or, you know.
And you're not good at podcasting.
Oh. So. All right, well, time to delete this episode. We're 37 minutes
in. I just want to know that this is better than the one you had with JJ.
It's about on par there. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know if it's you or me, maybe. I've had some good podcasts in the past with other... Maybe as the guest.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe it's my mindset. I feel kind of tired today, too. You know, I'm not very... It's me. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. That was fun.
What else can we talk about here? You know?
Do you ever cut this stuff?
Do I ever cut it?
Yeah, or do you just... This piece of shit, you put it on...
I'm going to cut up that cough that I had at the 27.
That's the only editing you're going to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna cut that out.
Who do you think attacked Moscow?
Was it ISIS?
Probably.
I don't care. I don't know. There's fucking crazy people in the world, you know?
Do you think that Tenet made them do it? That's what I read on Reddit.
The who?
Tenet, the Nolan movie.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't watch movies? Jesus.
Yeah, I've seen the movie, but I don't know why that would be motivation for them to attack Moscow.
People say that people try to imitate what they see in movies, you know?
Was there an attack on Moscow in that?
No, it was in a music theater, the initial scene, when they kill people.
I can't remember. That movie kind of sucked.
You
suck? Movie sucked.
Why do you think?
Well, the sound... Okay, Christopher Nolan has a problem with sound editing.
Oh. Why?
You can never hear what the people are saying.
Okay, Grandpa.
And the fucking music is way too loud. The music and sound effects are way too loud.
I would say kids these days, fucking loud, man. The movies back then, when I was... They didn't even have words when I was a kid.
The voices are too quiet.
The movies were like... There was a guy playing the piano, and that was it.
Yeah.
Why do you need words?
Yeah. Well, no, I want to hear the words. I can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah, it's going to be some bullshit about time travel anyway, so...
Did you see Oppenheimer?
I did, in Thailand. Do you know that you need to stand up before the movie in Thailand?
Why do you have to stand up?
So they put on the screen a short about like the prince or whatever.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And then you need to stand up
and
be in silence
to
the king, prince.
Yeah, they love their king over there.
Yeah, they're very proud.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie?
Yep.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
How do you feel about the accuracy of the thing? Especially my boy Enrico Fermi not being featured enough. He was the guy that invented the first reactor ever in the world.
Oh, really?
And he gets like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I was hoping there would be more Richard Feynman. I don't know.
Do you Who's
know
that guy?
He's a physicist.
Was he gay?
No. In fact, he was a player.
He was?
Yep.
Okay, so hear me out. Half of the movie is about how this guy was a good with women and stuff. Womanizer kind of thing.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I picture when I think of physics. Like when I all the PhDs in physics I know of, they are very like they're like
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he likes smashing atoms and smashing pussy.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you were going to go for that from a mile away. Why do you think they keep you at Comedy Bar?
Because I'm better than everyone else.
Yeah. I'd say you're not better than Evans.
Whatever. Well, you know, I'm better than, you know, the other.
Than Ken, yeah. Ken.
Better than Ken.
Ken, sure. Know? Can barely understand what the guy says.
Why do they keep me? I don't know. I guess maybe just out of habit. You know, I've just known them a long time.
Have you ever known this bomb was worse than Hiroshima on stage? I never heard that joke. You should do it.
Yeah, no, I've heard that one.
Actually. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a very good joke. Fuck.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It's not funny.
You should go for Nagasaki. Nobody ever chooses Nagasaki. Everyone is always Hiroshima.
Well, that was the first one, you know? You know, no one cares about the second one, you know?
Yeah, they should have bombed Kitakyushu.
Well, you know,
Do you think comedians in Kitakyushu go, oh, I bombed like... When you almost bombed... never mind.
They should have bombed Rome, is what they should have done, you know?
I think they did a bunch. They did a lot of bombing in Rome.
Blow the Vatican there, that would have been...
The Vatican is technically Rome.
That would have saved a lot of children, don't you think? I mean...
That's another joke that has never been done by anybody. Oh, kids, fucked by church.
Oh, the priests. Okay,
what else do we have? Hitler, bad dude.
Fucking Trump, am I right?
Am I right? I hate it when people use Trump as a punchline. It's so easy.
Okay, you know what's the worst?
Or Biden. Even Biden.
You know what's the worst is when visiting comedians come to Tokyo Comedy Bar toilet. And talk the about toilet. American politics.
No, the toilet is the worst. It's like, let me tell you. Oh, have you seen the toilets here? Like, yes, everyone has seen the toilet. Fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, it's...
I do love when Americans go, oh, have you heard about typically American thing? And the audience is like, nope. And you see the disappointment in the comedian eyes. I'm like, yes, fuck you. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that when you talk politics? I know you're a very politically minded comedian. Especially your opinion on the Holocaust.
I try not to. I think political jokes just aren't funny in general. Because everyone gets butthurt, you know, when they hear something bad about a politician they like, they don't want to laugh anymore, so I'd rather not. I mean, I do on the podcast. I talk a lot of politics on the podcast.
I wouldn't know. I don't listen.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, nobody listens. Yeah,
I know. So it doesn't matter.
Maybe you should do politics. You look like either a weather report guy or a TV news anchor right now. Yeah.
Well, I'm a little dressed up today. Did we talk about that in the first cut?
Yeah,
right?
But just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Oh, we're in a studio right now. We filmed a sketch. I feel like we talked about this.
Only a little bit.
Yeah. We filmed a sketch today with some other...
A racially sensitive sketch, I would say.
About ISIS.
Which came back around thanks to Moscow, apparently.
Yeah. I didn't realize they were...
This is topical. Topical sketch.
I thought they were... I thought Obama killed them all. I guess not.
Oh, I wish.
I was told Obama killed them all. Yeah, but I guess
not. How do you feel about Obama's getting the Nobel Prize for Peace?
Oh, that was stupid.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a controversial opinion.
Yeah, that was dumb. But, you know, the whole Nobel Prize thing is, it's part of the global banking mafia, so they just give those shit out. You know, they have the Nobel Prize in economics that they just give out to the central planners, so.
What is the central planning?
You know, central economic planning.
No, I don't know what it is.
It's like what the Soviets did, you know? Central economic planning. There's market planning and there's central planning, right?
So, oh, you're a big fan. I know which one you're a fan of.
Yeah, well, one makes the world better and one makes the world worse.
Sure.
So I prefer the one that makes the world better. Yeah, yeah.
Market is going to fix everything.
Yeah, see this microphone we're using right now?
Yeah, it's made in China.
Yeah, and why is it made in China?
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that's why I'm able to buy it. Because if it wasn't made in China, it'd be more expensive.
Is it even working, this mic?
I hope so.
I don't use stuff made in China. What are you, a fucking Chinese Communist Party fan?
Your fucking Casio watch is made in China.
What? Yes. Actually, it's made in Thailand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have a monarchy, so that's a much better government than communism, I guess.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
And also, you get to stand up before movies, which is...
Yeah. Yeah, you better stand up for before the movies or they'll cut your dick off, dude.
Okay, so, but you do the same thing when every football game, you just take a knee and that kind of bullshit. Or like the flag, when there's the anthem, you always, you have that thing in the morning, right, in school. That's weird.
Yeah, Pledge of Allegiance.
Weird. That's so weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. But,
you're like, here, a flag.
Most kids
What do you do? Do you sing? Do you sing?
Yeah, like, we got to say the Pledge of Allegiance, you know?
What is that?
A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It sounds very indoctrinating to me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do you think that had any effect on your comedy?
No. I think most kids don't even think about it. They just recite it. They don't even think about the words or the meaning. So it... In a sense, it's meant to indoctrinate them, but the kids don't give a fuck. So I think it doesn't have any effect
at
all. Yeah,
kids, I'm telling you, kids these days don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, I didn't even care.
And their music.
Yeah.
So loud.
Oh, man.
But do you think about rappers? Do you like rap music?
Ah, shit, I hate that shit, man. That's not music.
Do you think it's a net negative for society?
Some people make that argument, but I don't know.
Yeah, some people, they look like you, usually.
Yeah.
And they point on stuff with their hand.
No, I disagree with the argument that things from society sort of change people's behavior. I think more influential is the people in the kid's life, you know. So if the kid does not have a positive role model in his life, that's more important than the music that he listens to.
What was your role model? Who was your role model?
Didn't have one.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty bad. But, I should have gone for a Hitler joke. Fuck. Sorry, I'm tired.
Too. I like the part where we were making fun of foreign comedians that come to TokyoCon. Who else can we talk shit
can
about?
Can we? Yeah,
let's talk more shit about people that come to Tokyo Comedy Bar.
No, I have a story. Like, Sam Talent came to the bar.
Yeah.
Famous comedian.
Yeah, he can write jokes.
He's very funny.
He has lots of punchlines.
He is very funny. And after the show, we went to have food, but it took us 2 hours to find a place where to have food because I don't know who was deciding where to go. Clearly not Sam Talent or his people. They were trusting us. It took 2 hours, and then we brought them to the shittiest ramen in Shibuya.
You didn't have any Japanese people with you?
No.
Oh, that was the problem there.
No, but I knew where to go.
Was Ken there?
Fucking Ken? He's the worst. Yeah, honestly, like, I've seen many people try open mics and be like, I can be funny. And then I saw Ken, and like, this guy should just, you know, shouldn't be allowed.
He should just kill himself, you know?
He does a racist Japanese voice, and he's Japanese, like,
yeah.
And it sounds Chinese. So he's doing, it's so weird, so wrong on so many levels.
Well, you know, some people have the talent, and some people don't. And
some people have the same talent. Hey!
Some people suck initially, like me, and then just got super fucking good.
Yeah, and they have a very successful podcast.
Yeah, well, that has no relation. The podcast...
Do you have any family member that listen to this, at least?
I think my mom and my brother listen to
this,
too. They do? Yeah.
That's why you're a bit...
Probably the only people.
A bit restraining yourself with your opinion about...
About what?
I mean, about racial topics.
They know my opinions.
Yeah?
Yep.
What do they think about your opinions on that specific topic of people... With that color of skin.
Which color?
You know which color?
The yellow?
I didn't say.
I can get pretty tan. I don't know if you've seen me in the summer when I go to the beach, you know?
Yeah, like Germans come to... Yeah. Where I'm from is where the Germans go in the summer.
I think I made that up, too. I don't even know how much German I am. I don't even... I have a German name, but I don't even have no
Kevin
idea.
Kevin is a German name?
No, Kevin is an Irish name, but my last name is a German
Kevin
name.
Kevin is not your last name?
No, Kevin's my first name. Yeah, Max Kevin is a stage name.
So you decided that Max is going to be...
Oh, Max Kevin is my Japanese name. That's how you say my real name in Japanese.
So when you were signing up the papers, you were like, yeah, that's me, Max Kevin.
Well, that's what my students called me at the junior high school. They called me Max Kevin.
So you're lying about your skills of teaching English, and you're also lying about your name. What else are you lying about?
Everything.
Do you have a second family that you want to tell your wife?
My attraction to you. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're very attracted to me.
Yeah.
What else? What other jokes do visiting comedians do?
Yeah, they do a lot of top... Okay, I think the mistakes that they all make is they do topics about their home country, which no one fucking understands.
That's so funny. Yeah. That is funny, and I'm very meta.
They do references no one understands.
Yeah.
They speak way too fast.
Yes.
Which I have... I always forget that, too. That I need to speak slower. And, they're also... Some of them are just not funny, so...
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like if you go to a different country, you can just be like, yeah, yeah, I do comedy in Tokyo. Yeah. And you get a spot just because...
Yeah.
That's how you get them...
Well, I think they want to promote the club by just allowing any... foreign comedian to come perform there without actually seeing if they're funny or not, you know. But that's hard to tell. That's hard to do. I mean, I don't have any really videos of me performing. I mean, I have some from like the 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the roasts.
I just love when they go into the toilet thing. That's my biggest pleasure.
Yeah, and they talk. Yeah, they talk about.
Oh, do you know the toilets have water up your ass?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that they make noise?
I hear this is also a problem for visiting comedians to China, you know, because the word for you in China is niga, right?
So, oh, fuck. You so went like there. You every, had to go. Okay, can't...
Every visiting comedian makes this same 51
minutes,
joke, you know?
Please cut it out. But it's I don't the want same, to be... Can, no.
It's the same problem they have in China is every visiting comedian's like, oh my God, did you hear what the Chinese... You know? It's like,
yeah.
Everybody knows that, you know?
I mean... But you have to, like, for you American, you're not allowed to say that word, so it must be empowering to be able to say it.
I can't speak Chinese.
Yeah, that was my point.
It's actually, I think it's the same in Korean, too. Something like that. I just watched some TikTok video.
Were they dancing?
No.
That's a very bad TikTok video. Do you know that the word to say cheers in Italian is chin chin?
Yeah. My Japanese teacher taught me that.
Yeah, that's
yeah, chin chin.
That's very funny.
It means penis in Japanese.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Do
you think it comes from the fact that some chins look like penises?
No. I think in Italian it's the sound of the glasses hitting each other, right?
Yeah.
It's like if it's English, we'd say clink clink. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb.
Why don't you just say salute or something? You know?
Yeah, but our language is older than yours, so fuck off.
Well, whatever, dude.
Do you think that Japanese penises are chin chin because they do the same noise when they touch?
They're more like pew pew. I think
that sounds Chinese to me.
That would be
beep, has anyone beep, beep. Ever approached you in an onsen? Like any old dude be like, can you fuck my wife kind of thing?
No.
Why is that so common?
I don't go to onsens anymore because there's always some old Japanese man.
Oh, you have a big penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck my wife, please, while I watch and jerk off in the corner.
I had to stop going because they were...
Can you refer me to that onsen, please?
No. I just go to a private one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think they change the water after you go?
With a female.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess the water is always changing, right? I mean, I hope so.
I hope they filter that shit. It's a lot of water to change.
They don't filter that shit?
You know when you go to the actual natural onsen and they have like the water is white and has like this...
Yeah.
And they say like, yeah, that's sulfur or whatever the fuck it is. I think it's cum. That's my take.
Yeah. Might be.
That's why it's bad. It's good for your skin.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the monkeys go in there, you know, and they take dumps. Yeah, so I feel like bathing in monkey poo.
Dude, so have you been to the monkey?
No.
I went not during the winter, which is disappointing. There are like tiny ryokan that you can see from the street where people just are butt naked and then go into the water. You can see them while people are taking pictures of the monkeys.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, Japanese people have a different perspective of nudity.
Yeah. Also octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have
they eat octopus. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they eat octopus and they get eaten by octopus.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. What kind of porn do Italian people like?
I don't know. But I can speak for myself. I watch I have a MILF thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's gotten bad recently. The age keeps shifting. As I grow older, the age grows.
Yeah, so now it's more like gilf?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah? Like the gray hairs there?
Yeah,
the
gray, I don't know.
Gray pubes?
It's, I don't know. There's something about it.
God, some of these, I've seen these videos, you know, on the Pornhub there. It starts, sometimes it'll recommend you when it's like sex with grandma. I was like, I don't want to watch that shit. Get that shit off. And it's like, and there's the other ones. It's like, bi guys and one girl. It's like two, it's like a threesome with two guys and one girl. And the guys are bi and they're sucking each other's dick. It's like, well, get this off my screen, man. I don't want to. What are you recommending me this shit? I mean, I said,
get on with the time. That's cool,
man. It's only supposed to recommend you stuff that you click on. Why is it showing me all these?
Oh, because you actually, you know.
Oh, oops.
You click on
it. Oops, that. I can't. Oops.
And you oopsies. Jerk off to those.
Oops.
Saggy.
It was only one time. It was only the one time.
Do you know what cookies are?
Internet cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they track your.
There you go. Either behavior. You or somebody in your household.
Someone's.
Maybe your dog.
Someone's
clicking. What's the name of the little guy?
Zorro.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah. Zorro doesn't like porn. He just likes eating food.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's his.
Of course, you remove the poor guy's balls.
Yeah. So. He has no sex drive.
Yeah.
His only love is eating.
Do you think we would have solved climate change by now if we didn't have balls?
No. You need balls to solve problems.
You think?
Yeah. That's why, you know, men do all solve all the problems, you know? How many problems have women solved? And how many have they created?
That is, I mean...
Come on.
Welcome to the alt-right.
Come on, world. Let's think about this. I mean, seriously.
How many problems did women solve?
Yeah.
If
we just make a list of problems that men and women have created and solved, which one is going to have more, you know?
I mean, I think women solve pizza. I think that's... My grandma was pretty... No?
The pizza problem?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of pizza problem?
How do you make the best pizza?
In the oven?
The quarter German part came out there.
Oh, I see.
This is good. Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm so...
You want to make out?
Yeah. Can we make out with an old lady?
Oh, babush. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
Cheers.